garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I know the will of God by the Word of God, and my faith cannot be any stronger than the Word that I know. So I know the will of God by the Word of God. And the Word of God says in 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5 and Matthew 8:17 and hundreds of other places that God by His stripes has healed us. It's His will. He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." It's His will to pray for healing. It's His will for us to be prosperous and to live a good life to help people's lives. It's His will for us to be at peace and enjoy. I know it because He said it in His Word. Amen. And when you read these scriptures that I just read to you now, that is an explosive, dunamis, dynamite carrying power. That is explosive living word in those scriptures. They are explosive and they're living word, because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, He says that the Word of God is quick, which means alive. Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God. So this word is quick and powerful. Amen. So Jesus taught this scripture, these scriptures we just read. He spoke and taught His disciples after they had been the day before to the temple. On the way to the temple, Jesus saw the fig tree and it had leaves which represented fruit. But this tree was a lying tree. It didn't have fruit. So when Jesus got there, He did this with a purpose. He said, "Let no one eat fruit from you again. Let no one eat fruit from you again." You know what the disciples said? The tree that you cursed the next day. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the tree that you cursed, when you speak words of death over people and say, "You're no good, you're useless, and you're gossiping," those are words of curse. Cursing. And the Bible says, shouldn't be that curses and blessings come out of the same mouth. So get away from talking about people. Get away from telling people how bad they are. Get away from curse. Amen. And so They go into the temple. Jesus goes in there. He chucks over the money changers. He does His business in the temple. He walks about. He spends a day there. Then He goes back past the tree, goes and stays in a little village. And the next day, 24 hours later, He comes back to the temple. And on His way, the disciples see the tree now dead. And they say to Him, "Look, Master, the tree that you cursed. He just said, "No one will eat fruit from you again." The tree that you cursed, you're not going to amount to much. You're going to be just like your father. You're going to be just like your mother. You're going to be a drug addict. You'll never make money. The tree that you cursed. The Bible says that the fruit of a righteous man is a tree of life. Amen. Make sure you speak in out of your mouth life and not death. He says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And though the beloved will eat the fruit thereof. They say to Him, "Jesus, the tree that you cursed, it has withered from the ground, from the roots." And Jesus proceeded to teach them that scripture from there. He said, if you say to this mountain, "You be cast into the ocean," He's demonstrating what I just did, you too can do, and us also. So He gives them that lesson right over there. And He tells them, now what that represents, it died from the roots. When you pray for healing, when you pray for financial blessing, when you pray for protection, it's immediately released in the heavenly realm. And remember, Ephesians 1:3 says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, heavenly places. So when I speak the word of God in faith, it's released. And my corresponding actions will determine how long it takes for me to get it. And there is sometimes a place of waiting. And we inherit the promises according to Hebrews 6:12 through faith and patience. So I wait patiently, knowing that it's coming, expecting it. Amen. I'm expecting my prayer to be answered. And if you, so Jesus, he cursed the tree. Well, he spoke to the tree, which was likened to a curse. He said, let no man eat fruit from you again. He carried on walking. He didn't think about it again. He was expecting it. He knew that tomorrow they would see this thing and it would be dead. So use that as a great teaching tool on faith and how faith works. It's huge. It's humongous. He didn't concern himself about it again. Like Abraham, the Bible says when God told him you're going to have the promised child, the Bible says he considered not his own body now being dead. He didn't even consider it. Jesus didn't consider this word not working. He came back the next day, it was dead. He taught them the lesson. So the lesson is that when you pray, it takes place immediately from the roots in the spiritual realm. Now, when you keep believing and keep walking in faith and expecting, it'll manifest. That's a huge lesson right there. We could go home right now. Right now. See, when you pray, believe, you receive it and you will have it. Well, if I believe, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't ask again. I thank him because I got it. Powerful teaching here. Come on, guys. And so the tree was withered from the root. But there's still people today, they believe they're doing all of that, and yet they're still not seeing what they're believing for coming to pass in their lives. Why is that? And I'm going to give you a couple of reasons here why it could be that a person that is in faith and speaking the word and expecting, not seeing results of their faith. And a few reasons. Number one is it could be a lack of faith. That's a gimme, okay? A lack of faith or a failure to yield to God. A failure to yield to God. When God's trying to direct you, and you just keep resisting. And you know what I'm talking about when he's trying to direct you. When God tells you, listen, don't do that. Be gentle, be kind, be loving. And he's putting it in your spirit and you know it's him. And you know you're getting this feeling, I'm doing wrong, but I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway. That's God when he's trying to teach you something and we're failing to yield to what we're getting in our spirit. Oh, geez. And another thing, I have learned that a major, major stumbling block, a major stumbling block for the reason of people not receiving the manifestation of what they're believing for. Now watch this carefully. One word, unforgiveness. One word, unforgiveness can be a major hindering block and a hindrance to your faith attaining the promises of God. Wow. You know, in fact, if you go through the four Gospels and search the Scriptures for yourself and write down everything Jesus ever mentioned relative to faith, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Look at verse 25 of Mark 11. So we like the first part of the thing. We can call it in and we can say what we want. But look at verse 25. And whenever you stand praying. Now he says you can pray to, you can say to that mountain, be removed because you see, not doubting. Now you're praying, right? He says, and whenever you stand praying for what you believe in God for, trying to get rid of that mountain, trying to bring in the finances, get the marriage, whatever it is. He says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Why? That your Father in heaven may also forgive you, your trespasses. Look at verse 26. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, I'm not making this up. You got your Bible. Now, some translations omit chapter verse 26. They say it wasn't in the earliest scriptures, in the earliest writings, but most of them carry it. And I go with the King James a lot of the times and the Amplified. and it's there. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Listen, you will find that unforgiveness, which is the lack of walking in love. Remember, unforgiveness is lacking to walk in love, is a specific hindrance to faith and the prayer that Jesus just mentioned. When you're in unforgiveness, God said love overcomes a multitude of sin. Was it not Jesus' love that overcame my and your sin? Well, I'm not sure about that. The Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. It was love that did it. And then the Bible says God is love, and he that abides in God must abide in love. And then he says in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, which was given to you. And the Bible says love never fails. And so love, if you're in love, you can't be in unforgiveness. And God is trying to get us to walk in love towards even the unlovely. We've got to keep walking in love. Amen. Say, walk in love. Which means I cannot be in unforgiveness towards anyone. Look what he said here. He said, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone. So I can't hold a grudge against a single person that has wronged me. Even when they totally wrong and I'm completely right, it's still going to harm your own life and stop your prayers being answered. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That doesn't mean there aren't other hindrances to faith and prayer. But I'm telling you this one, unforgiveness is one of the main reasons for people not receiving the prayers and not getting the answers that they desire. Amen? That's why our brother Kenneth Hagin, he made the statement. I love the way he said this. He said, be quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on. Quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on. Well, I'm going to forgive him, but I ain't going to forget. Well, I don't want to forget because he may do it again. Listen, you've got to let him go. You've got to open the prison door and let yourself out. He's not in the prison. You are. You've got prison doors in your own body, in your own spirit, and you're locked up in that prison. And when you release that person, you open the prison door and you come out free. They're not even aware half the time that you've got unforgiveness towards them. They're not even aware of it. They're living, going along their merry old life, living, having a great time. You're all bound up. This is good for you, even if you don't like hearing it. Just this can change everything in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. And so people, they get confused when it comes to love and forgiveness. They think, I can walk in love, but I'm going to be in unforgiveness. Yeah, you're not walking in love. And the Bible says in Galatians 5:6, faith worketh by love. Yeah. Your own Bible, Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. So if I want my faith to work, I better get in love. I better forgive whom I have not forgiven. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And a lot of people get confused about this stuff. They think, well, I won't hold a big grudge against someone, but if I can get by with a little grudge or a little unforgiveness. No. A little leaven, the Bible says, leaven's a whole lump. A little bit of that stuff will cause all the rest to be like that. Amen? And they think, well, just hanging on to a bit of grudge, a little bit against someone won't really hurt me or anything. You're wrong.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is